But Phil, we have a guest, I think. It's Ann Garrison. Are you there?
Yes, I am, and I'm sorry that took so long. The call just didn't seem to be appearing on my phone, and I started to wonder if it could have something to do with the forest fires out here and all the utilities that are going out.
Uh-huh. Well, my people were supposed to be in touch with your people. That's all I know. Before we do, Ann, we're going to talk about a very serious matter here, Mr. Julian Assange. But before we do that, I have to tell our listeners that this is Ann Garrison, Pacifica Radio, Black Agenda Report, and she has a wonderful Twitter account. But you did, on our program, predict the victory of the Raptors in the NBA championship, and you even you told us it would be 6 games, and we never got back to you to say, "That's wow." And also, did you have insider information? But we won't trouble you about that. But that was great. Okay. You called it, so thank you.
Well, thank you. I don't know if it would have. You know, the Warriors got a bad reputation for that, for putting their players on the court when they shouldn't have been on there. They're injured too badly. But anyway, there's plenty of sports reporting available. So
yes, but in any way, when we have somebody does prophetic work, we always note it. So this is Ann Garrison, but Ann, you're fighting on another front, and this is the struggle to prevent the extradition from Britain of Julian Assange. And he's just recently been at court. He was taken out of the Ecuadorian embassy in April, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's had a court appearance. And there's a lot of factors in this. I guess the first one, some are commenting about his appearance. People who were in the room said that he doesn't appear very well, and he seems to be disoriented.
Yes, they have. And the piece I most recommend reading about that is by Craig Murray, the former diplomat turned historian and journalist. Mm-hmm. And he has a piece on his website. It's not CraigMurray.com. It's something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can go to your Twitter. I found it on your Twitter, and that was I noticed George Galloway said that if you want, a real picture of the reality of the situation, go to Craig Murray, and then you made that available. Thank you. Now, you have pointed out, and we spoke to you in the past, Julian Assange won awards. New York Times, other major publication took his material, and they sold a lot of papers, and they had the attention of the world because the material provided by WikiLeaks revealed serious war crimes, right?
Yes.
Could you talk about that? So can you talk about that? Is he a journalist? Why aren't journalists leaping to his support?
Well, nothing could demonstrate how shameless and corrupt most of the press, or George is not very bright, most of the press is, than the fact that they're not treating this as a big issue, or that they're trying to say that Assange is not a journalist. Mm-hmm. To say Assange is not a journalist is like saying that Einstein wasn't a physicist, mm-hmm. or Kawhi Leonard can't play basketball.
Mm-hmm. And that would be very serious.
Yeah.
Seriously incorrect.
Yeah. So I wrote a piece about that called Assange is Not a Journalist. If journalists are toadies for the working class, I can't remember exactly my mm-hmm. title now. I was just looking at it, but I've been reviewing so much information that I've got a lot of it jumbled up here. Regarding one of the things that you said about the New York Times and so forth, publishing his information and selling a lot of papers or website ads with it, Mark Davis, who worked for a journalist with an Australian outlet, was with Julian Assange, the process that he went through with The Guardian and The New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
They all went down in The Guardian offices to go over the Afghanistan and Iraq material before it was released. And according to Mark Davis, one lie that's been put out there is that Julian Assange did not care about the who were revealed in the Iraq and see what it called, the Iraq war logs and the virus. Anyway, material. They said that he was cavalier. He didn't care if the names were released. He said that they deserved to die for selling out to the U.S. military. Mm. And Mark Davis said that's not true at all, that Julian Assange was the one who was worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that the Guardian and the New York Times were actually cavalier about it. And when they abandoned their responsibility for that, he himself went in and redacted 10,000 names. And one of the things that came out in Mark Davis's account was that the Guardian and the New York Times wanted WikiLeaks to publish on their site first, so they could then say that they were just republishing material that had already been published.
Mm-hmm.
But WikiLeaks had some technical problems. That's their explanation of it. And so that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the New York Times and the Guardian did publish first.
Mm-hmm. Well, by the way, we have a similar thing with Mr. Snowden, where they were glad to use the material, but then they labeled him a traitor. Of course, Snowden is an American. This is another aspect of the case. Julian Assange is an Australian. I understand there are members of Parliament now in Australia finally beginning to say, how come an Australian has to go in front of an American court when all they did was provide the material evidence of war crimes in another country? Why does the U.S. have that kind of reach?
That's very frightening. They're claiming universal jurisdiction. They're claiming to be able to try someone who's not a U.S. citizen as a terrorist or under the Espionage Act.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's also a problem that they could, by extension, charge and try anyone who's republished anything WikiLeaks has republished, and that would include me.
Mm-hmm.
Many times I have written about WikiLeaks on Rwanda, Congo. I'm working on a piece about Burundi, the WikiLeaks about Burundi, which show that that Western interests, led by a character named Maurice Templesman, had their eyes on Burundi's nickel mine for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Before the Burundian government signed with a Russian firm, and ever since then, if you listen to the Taylor report, you know that the West has been making the usual uproar about human rights in Burundi.
Mm-hmm.
When what they're really concerned about is that this nickel mine that they had designs on for so many decades.
By the way, information which, were it made known to the public, would save lives. You know, because what it catches, WikiLeaks information would have been given everyone a heads up that somebody was going to try to do something to smash up Burundi. I know somebody used the phrase. That the mainstream media on this case are protecting the powerful and not the public, whereas the work of Snowden and the work of Assange and actually the work of journalists like yourself is to protect the people. That is to let the people know about the machinations of those in power, which is what we hope newspapers do. We used to say newspapers. Right. Media, pardon
me. Absolutely. They're propagandists for the ruling class and the established order. Here, I found the headline to this piece that I wrote in the Black Agenda Report. It was Assange is not a journalist. If journalists are ass-kissing propagandists for the ruling class.
That's vivid enough, I think.
You can find that. You can find that online. Yes. Yeah. They keep, you know, they keep saying, "Well, he's not a real journalist. He's not part of our club." As though they belong to some sort of exalted, credentialed club.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a journalist is anyone who compiles and transmits information to a willing audience.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the greatest was I.F. Stone, and he had just a little,
yes,
a dinky weekly that people desperately waited for because he talked about the club and the way they played games, which is what you were doing, actually, and Assange and others. By the way, how about that? I mean, at this very moment, there's a cult practically of how wonderful whistleblowers are. If they're blowing a whistle about Trump, I mean, the Democrats are in love,
oh, yeah,
with a little group that they, I mean, they just, they're absolutely noble. And so when you talk about a heavyweight whistleblower like Mr. Snowden or Assange, then they totally turn.
Yeah. And they just don't expect the public to perceive that inconsistency.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about some of the ugly things revealed by this piece by Craig Murray, which, by the way, you go to Ann Garrison's Twitter and you can find Craig Murray's report. I recognize, I did a lot of work in courts for lawyers over the years, and I noticed that, first of all, of course, at the hearing, they were very dismissive of anything that said by the defense. The judge patronized Julian Assange, even though there was evidence of some problems in his part. And then she said, the judge, well, next hearing will be closer to your prison, just out of kindness. And my understanding, right, is that's going to be a dinky little room so that people like Craig Murray won't be able to get in and tell us what happened.
Right.
We're dealing with authoritarian power here, aren't we?
Yeah. And they were willfully scorning this issue. It's actually a magistrate, which is something, I read the definition, it means a lay judge, essentially, something like that. And this is going to another magistrate's court, the next case hearing. Along the way to, you know, between being charged and having your case heard, there are a number of case management hearings, which is what the one was on last week. And there'll be another, and this will apparently be in this small magistrate's court. The extradition hearing is scheduled for February, and in court, Assange and his lawyers were saying they needed more time to prepare. They were also arguing that he had been surveilled, that the U.S. was surveilling him all of the time in the U.K. In Ecuador's U.K. embassy, mm-hmm, that they had hired a Spanish security firm,
mm-hmm,
and the Spanish security firm was feeding information constantly, a video feed to the U.S. And when Daniel Ellsberg got off over the Pentagon Papers case, was because it came out that the Nixon administration thugs had spied on his communications with the psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have video cameras all over the place then, but they had somehow gotten into his confidential communications with his psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm. Of course, and his lawyers.
Right.
There's the privacy of the people who visited him. Mr. Galloway talked about he visited, and others have. Craig Murray visited.
Right.
And by the way, it should be an obvious argument either to start all over or to reassess what kind of case it is. And yet this blinkered judge just goes right ahead as though she had not heard these things. Okay, by the way, can you elaborate on that Spanish story? My understanding is that the Spanish were hired by Ecuador, and then they subcontracted to the CIA to to do work for them. The work right. included, apparently there is evidence in a Spanish court that they were thinking of ways they might kidnap him if it came to that.
I hadn't heard that one. But
it's a scoop.
That the U.S. was considering kidnapping?
Yeah, that
I'm
they
sure
discussed
they
considered
with them, everything possible.
Including killing, yes.
Yes, yes, which but they now seem that? To be trying to do in jail.
Do you Do you know the story of why, what they're in court about in Spain? Because I've heard that they're trying to that the court in England doesn't want knowledge of the Spanish business to get into the arguments when it comes up in February. They want the Spanish case to be continuing so that there's no, you know, conclusions about evidence that would help Julian Assange.
Yeah, they don't want anyone from that case testifying or seeking information. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I'm not sure exactly of the details of the case, mm-hmm. but there's a piece here in something called the International Policy Digest. It's called Spying on Julian Assange, UC Global, CNN, and Russian Couriers.
Mm-hmm.
I've just started reading this. I'm not sure if this is an accurate account of it, but... Mm-hmm. But basically, they just want to keep any official information, any actual testimony about UC Global, and that's the Spanish firm, and the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
the judiciary and intelligence agencies.
Mm-hmm. If they were successful... And at the moment, one assumes that they probably will be, given the way things work, but that Assange would be then face, if they move him to the U.S., suddenly the complexion of the case would change tremendously, and he would be faced with life imprisonment and a wholesale number of charges. Is that your understanding?
I think 175 years. In prison,
mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to see what's going to stop them, frankly, and it's really chilling.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, even given the most spectacular sort of failure of protest, which is.
Mm-hmm.
Most often cited as being the record number of millions who went out into the streets all over the world to try to stop the Iraq war.
Mm-hmm.
That has caused a lot of people to say, well, what good does it do?
Mm-hmm.
But as difficult as it is to see a way out of this, we have to do whatever we can.
Of course.
We have to protest. We have to make it clear what's going on. I mean, imagine if the U.S. and U.K. had attacked Iraq without the record millions protesting around the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, by the way, it was evidence of crimes that finally contributed mightily to some alteration of course on the part of the U.S. I mean, the Abu Ghraib photographs, for example,
right,
and the pictures of the killing of the journalist walking down the street where they were shot from the helicopter. That really had impact and great value because finally somebody could actually see what was going on, and politicians then could open their mouths, some of them. By the way, we're speaking to Anne Garrison. I recommend just go to @AnneGarrison to get up to date on all this.
My website's a little bit disturbed, so you might try the Black Anne Garrison at the Black Agenda Report.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to update my website for a while. It was offline. Anyway, you don't need to know that. Just check me out at theblackagendareport.com.
Well, I like your Twitter account very much, in a way. But let's talk about a political factor.
Wait, but let's talk about that video again. I mean, collateral
yes, please
murder.
Do.
That was the video of the troops shooting civilians on the ground in Iraq from a helicopter, an Apache helicopter, as though they were playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have seen the short version of it. The whole 40-minute version is online if you want to see it. It's called Collateral Murder. Just search for Collateral Murder video if you haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this,
I don't think Assange had anything to do with exposing Abu Ghraib. But maybe I'm wrong.
No, I only meant that as an illustration of the value, yeah, the value of getting these things out. Because people always, well, they say, well, it's sensational. Well, yeah, in a good way, because we now have the word embedded, and the mainstream journalists you refer to, those who kiss ass, frankly, that's what comes from being embedded. But when you have people who are not embedded, they say, well, I saw a guy in Vietnam burning people's houses. And they said, oh, well, the pictures work on people's minds. And frankly, it works on people who believe in humane treatment of others and obedience to the law. When you find out your soldiers don't respect the law, that's time for people to wake up. I want to mention a political phenomenon.
This one, I think we should say, but back during Vietnam, you could see the horror in the mainstream press.
Mm-hmm.
Things that we were all so much less tightly controlled. You could see a lot of the horror. Anyway, yes. Now go ahead.
Yeah, and that's where actually everybody said, well, we learned lessons in Vietnam. Well, the Pentagon learned lessons, and they developed a term, information dominance. They said, don't go into a war again where you have Walter Cronkite looking over your shoulder. But I want to mention this, that Tulsi Gabbard said that she would pardon Mr. Snowden and she would not prosecute Julian Assange. That's kind of important, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. I love
a lot of people give her a hard time. I'm trying to think, why would you? Shouldn't that be, make those SOBs debate that?
Yeah, exactly. People are uneasy about her associations with the Indian Prime Minister Modi,
mm-hmm.
but that's the charge I most commonly hear leveled against her. But she's injecting challenges into the U.S. Democratic presidential primary that no one else is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going so far as to say that we armed Islamists in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And she put a bill forward in Congress called the Stop Arming Terrorists Act.
Mm-hmm.
And she keeps saying that we have to stop this policy of regime change war.
Yeah.
What was it?
Quite remarkable.
Go ahead.
And then there's a number of things, but I was struck by that. You know, that here we have Assange. And with everybody saying, well, if Assange goes to prison, that's the end of investigative journalism. And, well, you have a candidate for president who's told everybody she wouldn't prosecute him.
Exactly.
Because she said she's exactly on the side of investigative journalism. She said the people need to know the truth about what's going on.
Yeah. And I hope you heard that when Hillary Clinton called her and Jill Stein Russian assets, she responded, quote, you, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption, and personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long, have finally come out from behind the curtain.
I know people call themselves socialists who if I said warmonger, they'd say, Phil, don't use that term. You're just going to get us in trouble. And here she is. That's exactly what she called her. But also I like the fact that she said, okay, come out from hiding and let's have a contest. Why don't you run?
Yes.
And she would Kamala Harris discovered that Tulsi has a bite. Hillary would have a little trouble standing there behind her podium because it is a rather remarkable candidacy. But mainly we have to use the word, and this is part of our parlance in presidential elections, there is always hope that there'll be an anti-war candidate. And we do have one. And she's moving the guy who was never quite anti-war, Mr. Sanders. He's having to move and adjust to her. So this is all a good development.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it took him a while to decide to make a public statement supporting her.
Yes. Well, at least there is that kind of development. There is some efforts. There are groups working on Assange's case. I think some of their sites are mentioned on your Twitter account. Do you know the names of them offhand?
Just a sec. I gave a little talk in Oakland here about this.
Yes.
And afterwards, I assembled a list of resources. There are lists, in various places. But I put one together. There's also, this may be the most important one. It's called WISE, and it's Welsh, Irish, Scottish, and English people supporting Julian Assange. I might not be able to remember what the URL is. But if you search for WISE and Welsh, Irish, Scottish, English people in support of Julian Assange, you would no doubt find the website.
Yes, and of course, if Mr. Murray's site, Craig Murray's site, would no doubt do it. There's another one I see, twitter.com/ LaFleurDel.
She's good. She's
Fleur de Sel, de Sur, and that is being touted. I really hope people go to these sites and keep track, because now we're in a kind of a crunch period here, because it's going to come up. February will be upon us soon, and we don't want another situation, kind of crisis we've had with other. I see, by the way, I have a defend.wikileaks.org is yet another.
You can Google Write to Julian, and it will give you instructions about how to, or maybe it's Write to Julian Assange. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a list of resources in front of me. That didn't occur to me. But let's see, Craig Murray. Mm-hmm. I finally got that. It's craigmurray.org.uk.
Yeah, it's very valuable.
craigmurray.org.uk. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, about Miss, what about Manning, Chelsea Manning? What is her status at the moment?
She is refusing to comply with the grand jury.
Get her to make a case against Julian, I take it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she said that she said everything she had to say already under oath in her own trial. Mm-hmm. But they've got her in jail, and they're fining her now some ridiculous, such a ridiculous amount of money that she, she's actually required to pay it. She won't have any money when she gets out. She's arguably the most courageous person on the planet.
Yeah, they did this torture thing where they let her go out, meet her friends and all that, and then they contact her and say, you got to go back to prison, or you can help us out. And so that's a form of torture.
Right.
But she is, as you say, absolutely heroic. And that detail in the case is so absurd that the crime, the co-conspiracy business, was where Assange allegedly was helping her protect her anonymity so that she could, as several journalists have pointed out, that's what they do with informants. They help.
Exactly.
They say, I'm not going to reveal your name, and and I won't compromise you. And we actually have had journalists go to jail because they won't name a source. So that's just journalism. It's not espionage.
I might say here a word. I found my resource. My resource page that I posted, it's called Julian Assange and Press Freedom, Falling Up on a Berkeley Forum. Mm-hmm. That's the title, and it's in the San Francisco Bayview, on the San Francisco Bayview website, which is sfbayview.com. If you search for sfbayview.com and Assange, you'd find a lot of stuff. And I explained here something about the European Court of Human Rights, which I hadn't understood before I started trying to understand Assange's case, but apparently it is not the EU. It's an institution of the 47-member Council of Europe, which was founded in 1949. The EU wasn't founded until 1993. And they have a European Convention on Human Rights, and it includes an Article 10 guaranteeing freedom of speech in the press. Now, I read it, and not as strong as the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, because, as is often the case with laws that need to be written, it has a list of exceptions having to do with national security and so forth. But it is at least... It is at least the instrument of a member council of Europe, which includes Russia, for one. And so this is presumably where an appeal would be made. Yeah. This court is in France. Remember where? Somewhere in France. But
well, the arguments are very sound and solid. Now we need a wide popular movement to free Julian Assange.
Yeah, we should do. I think there was a good crowd outside outside the court last week. Anyway, go ahead.
I hope they keep turning out, because frankly, that's where the news has to be. I hope is that people will begin to show up in big numbers wherever they try to persecute this man. That scare a politician, and you will have accomplished something. Ann Garrison, thank you very much. You do great stuff, and I hope people go to your Twitter. See you soon.
Okay, thanks, Phil. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Taylor Report, CIT, 89.5 FM. Got to thank Braden. Got to thank Phil. Hey, contribute to CIT. Go right now, CIT.fm, and you can start giving to support the station. See you.